Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. We'll take your bee to lunch during National Pollinator Week. No, seriously, if you care about pollinators like honeybees and monarch butterflies, a great way to help them prosper and help our food production system in the process is to plant things they like to eat or use for habitat. And as owners and managers of large amounts of land, farmers and ranchers are certainly stepping up and doing their part. More than a decade ago, the U.S. Senate's unanimous approval and designation of a week in June as National Pollinator Week marked a necessary step, if you will, toward addressing the urgent issue of declining pollinator populations. Pollinator Week has now grown into an international celebration of the valuable ecosystem services provided by things like bees and birds, butterflies, bats, and even beetles. And the official 2018 Pollinator Week is underway through June 24th, and farmers and ranchers' interest in helping pollinators continue to grow is certainly evident. It's estimated still that pollinators provide us with one out of every three bites of food, and they also sustain our ecosystems and produce our natural resources by helping plants reproduce. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.